Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just a big execution thing.
And I mean, a lot of people are talking about the fans in the stand. There was like not as much attendance as there's been in recent years. Is that anything you guys notice on the field, or how does that factor in when, you know, you look out there?
I mean, I think as players, you know, we go out there. We want a loud crowd. We want a crowd out there to, you know, give us a boost, you know, when their offense is on the field, you know, put them in situations where, you know, the communication may be off because they can't hear and things like that. And we didn't have a good turnout. I noticed it. And I also noticed the boos we got as well. And that's not something that I'm a real big fan of. If you're a fan of a team, you shouldn't be booing them, whether we're doing good or bad. You know, we understand as players that we're not performing how we should. You don't have to boo us to let us know we're out there on the field. Like, the one thing you should be doing, in my opinion, is cheering us on. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we just, as a team, we just got to have a better showing than that. I think, you know, our offense is better than what we showed. And, you know, for me, I gotta make bigger plays. You know, I gotta, you know, make some guys miss when Alex puts the ball in my hands, as much as he did yesterday. And that's pretty much it.
When you notice the lack of fans, does that affect, do you feel like there was a kind of deflating effect at the beginning of that game for you guys as a team?
I mean, I wouldn't say it affects us as a team, but, you know, I know we want to have our stadium packed out. Like, that makes us feel good. It makes us, you know, feel like we got the support of the people here in this DMV area. And for it to be as empty as it was, to me, it was a little bit of a shock. But, you know, I'm hoping it was because of the weather or what was supposed to happen with the weather. But, I mean, we got another one Sunday, so we'll see. But, like I said, I always want the crowd to be there to, you know, have our backs and be cheering us on, because that definitely, I think, it's a boost for us for sure.
What did your teammates say? Did you guys make any comments amongst each other there on the sideline from the draft? Saw a couple of sections of the game?
No, nobody said anything about it. I mean, that's not something that we sit there and focus on, is, you know, looking at the crowd and stuff. We're just out there trying to play a game. But, you know, I think every individual player just kind of looks around, you know, and notices it.
How does your team get that rhythm you were talking about? You didn't kind of have the rhythm on offense. How does that happen?
I think for us, we just have to stay focused and just stick with the game plan. And just as an offense, you know, we understand that things aren't just going to be flowing. You look at the game last week, we had it going, like, really good in that first half. And then the second half, things started to slow down a little bit. But for us as a group, we just got to continue to fight. And, you know, when the coach calls our name, we just got to find a way to make some plays, be a spark for the offense. And, you know, for me, definitely I have to get on the field and be that spark for my guys. And I don't feel like I did enough. And, you know, it's just something we and myself got to get better at.
You guys said after the game last night, Chris, I think including yourself, that there was a noticeable kind of lack of energy a little bit maybe at the start of the game. Where did that come from, and how do you guys correct that and make sure that's not an issue going forward?
I mean, I think that part of it just comes from within. I don't know how you, I guess, force energy out of guys. I don't think that, you know, guys came out and just were like ready to get the day over with or the game over with. But, you know, I think we just got to come out with a little more energy and just really start faster. Like I said before, I think this team is better than what we showed out there. And for me, I was real disappointed. I was mad. I didn't have much to say yesterday, you know, because I think we're a way better team than that.
Chris, were you surprised at how well they stopped your run game, especially after last week when you guys showed?
I knew it was going to be a test, honestly. Just looking at film, I know how hard and how fast that they play as a defense. They got a young defense, a lot of young guys on their team, and you know, looking at their film and the coach coming from Dallas, they do a lot of movement up front, and it was something that we kind of struggled with, I guess, a little bit dealing with Dallas. So I kind of knew it was going to be a dog fight. And, you know, we were just really going to have to be on all the screws and execute. And we just didn't do as good as we're capable of. I can't answer that question, honestly. I mean, the offensive line, they have so many different rules, so many different techniques, and, you know, when you get guys that's or teams that have all of that movement, it kind of messes with your eyes, I guess, a little bit. You know, linebackers, the way the linebackers flow could affect things as well. And you know, it's something that I really can't explain. I'm not an offensive lineman, and I won't sit here and pretend that I know what every single guy on the offensive line does and what their techniques are. So I think, you know, we just got to find a better way to execute.
Every team has its own schemes, but do you see that week-to-week kind of copycat nature? Will other teams try and replicate what the Colts did to stop the guys going forward?
I mean, I'm sure. You know, everybody says that the league is a copycat league. So you see one team doing something well, you try to implement it with your team. And it probably will come moving forward, but we just got to find a way to just protect it, block it effectively.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.